runways and see what mode of transportation we're using instead of backpacks.
Plus, we'll get outside and check in on the spring sports season, see who made our list of standout stars.
These stories and more, it all starts now on Current OC.
From OCTV,
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to Current OC. I'm Elijah Watson.
And I'm Kira Riley. It's great to be back, especially knowing it's just a sprint from here on out till the end of school.
I know, right? Especially since we have less than 30 school days till graduation. I know I'm just counting the seconds.
That's right, Eli, but don't start laying back and relaxing yet. There's still a whole lot of fun school stories to cover.
No, I couldn't agree more, Kira. Especially with what weird day just passed. I'm sure we all saw the wheelbarrows and dirt bikes roaming the halls recently, and thankfully, Lauren Dwyer and Taylor Mulford got the inside scoop on such a wacky day.
Today was anything but a backpack day for Spirit Week. Some of our students here at OC brought in dirt bikes, and even Luke bringing in a kayak on wheels. We got a closer look to see exactly why they decided to bring in these items.
Why did you decide to bring a dirt bike today?
So I decided to bring it because, like, you know, there's not many times you can get to bring your own, like, thing that you like to do into a school, so I was like, you know what, might as well bring it.
You need cool tricks next year?
Yeah, so I do this thing where I stand on the seat and I take my foot off.
How fast does your dirt bike go?
Approximately like 70, I would say.
Like 70, 75.
And finally, do you regret bringing it today?
Nah, definitely not.
How did it feel riding the kayak?
Well, Big Perm Wildman is a trained land kayak pilot. I felt safe, it was joyful. It was the greatest ride I've had down the hallway in a long time. Big Perm, thank you.
Reporting from the Current OC, I'm Taylor Mulford.
Interesting stuff. Hopefully this has become a sort of tradition here at OCHS.
Yeah, speak for yourself. The last thing I want to happen when I'm walking down the hallway is to be stuck behind a group of dirt bikes taking up half the hallway.
Speaking of traditions, how about that spring pep rally?
It was really definitely an exciting event. My favorite part was when the Current OC's Kuba Klimchak disappeared just before they called his name for the trivia contest. I heard he was busy checking out the dew point or something? I don't really know. All right, let's check out the Dixie Howell Gym. It's not often we get the entire school together in one spot. All the classes, athletes, and performers ready to go. Everyone waiting to see the memorable moment. You can see our man choir sing the national anthem. Very inspiring, you guys. Following that is Ocean City High School's favorite tradition of having sports teams carry their own banners through the gym, as well as randomly running through them. After that came a very competitive game of musical chairs that Mr. Plamatoris took very seriously. Mr. Rainier then eliminated in the competition. He seems like a fun guy. But that wasn't enough to get him the win, and afterwards we moved into the trivia portion of the pep rally, where students battled out to see who got to pie our staff members. I mean, look at this, the poor science teachers. Mr. Weaver, Mr. Urich, and Dr. O'Neill standing tall and smiling. Big shout out to them for being good sports. I did hear many students were disappointed not to see Mr. Fox part of this. We'll make sure he's back next year. And with that, our final pep rally came to an end.
Let's switch gears over to our Ocean City Art Department and their students. For the first time ever, the work of our OC art students was on display at the Music Pier. Over 400 paintings, sculptures, and pottery took over center stage for an art enthusiast to enjoy this past weekend. Speaking of art, over 100 students from OC's various art and film classes made the trip to Millville recently to take place in the Cape May Cumberland County Teen Arts Festival. Schools from both counties submitted their top creations and left it up to the judges to decide whether which ones were the best. The different categories included visual arts, creative writing, music, theater, film, and dance. Nearly 50 OCR students, including our fabulous dance team, were selected for the state festival, which comes up in June. All those students will now hope to win recognition at the state. Congratulations and good luck to everyone in the art department. So many cool things here in May. Don't forget the spring dance show this Friday at 6 p.m. in the auditorium. You know it'll be a great event.
And you know, with Cinco de Mayo coming up, we just had our guacamole competition. Chips were provided. It was a huge event.
You're true, Eli, but before you dig into those chips, our very own Steve Smith is here to serve up some sports. Take it away, Steve.
Thanks, guys. The spring sports season is in full swing, so we start with America's favorite pastime, baseball. With a 10-5 record, Ocean City looks to build off a solid start as they head into the second half of the season. With an inside look at the team, here's Current OC's Logan Smith.
Ocean City Baseball's back, and today we caught up with a few players to see how the season's going so far.
My personal goal is to see 100 strikeouts this year.
There you go.
So have you guys been able to string a few wins together?
So Coach Terry and Coach Bristol have said this all year, is to do the little things right. Just getting bunts down, steals right, all that has been contributing to beating those competitive teams.
What's your favorite part about being on the baseball team?
My favorite part about being on the baseball team is the team bonding and how we all hang out after practice and we really collaborate.
The boys baseball team is off to a 6-3 start, led by a young and rising squad. Here are line drive hits by juniors Evan Taylor and Cole Larson to bring in runs for OC. The team has their eyes on many goals this season.
So what are the team goals this year?
Team goal is to win the South Jersey Championship and maybe in the state finals.
I win a Diamond Classic and win a state championship.
It was good catching up with the players, and I hope they have a great season. I'm Logan Smith, reporting for the Kern OC.
Not a track. Our OC squad recently hit the track at the historic Penn Relays. This year's team competed in 4 relays and 1 individual event. Senior Sophia Curtis had a strong showing. She placed 8th in the triple jump, which featured top competitors from up and down the East Coast, as well as Jamaica and the Bahamas. Let's check out some girls lacrosse. Our OC squad took a road trip to Cherokee and dominated. In the first half, sophomore Katie Pierce finds senior Delaney Sutley, who fires through the back of the net. And then it's Gracie Pierce on the attack, and she scores. The Red Raiders, who are ranked 17th in the state, beat Cherokee 15-4. Delaney Sutley led the way with 5 goals. OC is now 8-4 on the season. To the NBA. So much for the Sixers staying alive. Last night, the team got eliminated in the playoffs by the Knicks. The Sixers losing the series 4-2 and now heading to the offseason. The Sixers had home court advantage in Game 6, but that would not faze Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. They came out on fire and built a 22-point lead early in the first half. Thanks to the hot hand of Buddy Hield, the Sixers rallied in the second quarter to retake the lead at the halftime. Hield hit 6 three-pointers to finish with 20 points. But in the fourth quarter, the Knicks threw down the hammer. Jalen Brunson scores a game-high 41 points, and the Knicks win it 118-115. It's the 7th straight year the Sixers make an early exit in the playoffs. Now for our standout stars. In softball, sophomores Brooke Douglas and Jessica Mooney continue to lead the way as they've combined for 40 hits and 7 homers. In boys lacrosse, senior Pat Grimley has 45 goals in 12 games. And in tennis, Charles DiCicco won his 2nd straight Cal Champion singles chip. That's a look at sports. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Steve. Those athletes must be loving this recent stretch of weather. I know I've been busy frolicking in the sunshine.
Yes, we know, Eli. Now let's take it to Taylor Mulford for a look at our forecast.
Thanks, guys. Unfortunately, our run of fantastic weather is coming to an end. Taking a look at the radar map, you can see the rain in the Midwest that will be making its way towards the East Coast and putting a damper on our weekend. Now let's go to the current conditions. Right now, we are at 53 degrees with cloudy skies and steady wind at 8 miles per hour. The humidity is at 80% and for Cuba, 47 dew point. They'll be happy about that one. Now, taking a live look outside to the 4th Street Beach, windy and cloudy, not much activity on the boardwalk. Good beach days are going to be hard to come by over the next week. Looking at our regional temperatures, Atlantic City checks in at 54 degrees. We have Cape May at, where are you, Cape May, 53, and Philadelphia at 61. The ocean water temperature is up at 55 degrees. On the water at the 9th Street Bridge, waves that are about 4 feet. High tide comes up 5 after 5 o'clock today. And your low tide set for 11:30. Now for a look at your 7-day forecast. Cloudy skies, cooler temps, and light rain are in the picture for Saturday and Sunday. After that, look at the stretch of weather. Rain is in the forecast every day next week, so pack umbrellas and rain gear. And that's your current OC weather.
Thank you very much. And up next, we have something very special for the student body of OCHS.
And what would that be, Eli?
I'm glad you asked. Up next, we have the Kern OC's feverishly fervent, fabulously fantastic Fanatic Fast Five with our very own Mr. Mikowski.
Mr. Mikowski, you are relatively new here, so what would you say is your favorite part of the job so far?
Working with the students.
All right. We are aware that you do have 3 sons. We would like to know which of them are your favorite, and why is it Carson?
And why is it Carson?
Why is it Carson?
Carson is my middle son. My oldest son, Cade, he's ranked number one in my house right now.
Oh, wow.
I do rank my kids, and they know. Yeah, because, so he's at the top right now because he's the oldest, and he's my biggest Penn State fan. So that Cade's number one in the house.
Okay, that's fair. I was not expecting that. So you've done a lot of shows here. Is there any particular memory of the shows that we've done that is your favorite memory?
I think the ones that stand out are when we did the Super Bowl show with the Eagles, and we had Charlie Costell pretending to be in Phoenix, Arizona, in front of the green screen. So that one sticks out as of right now, I would say.
You know, we have a lot of students here in this class that you've got to work with over the year you've been here. Which of them is your favorite? And I would like to mention that you have one student in particular who consistently writes episodes, edits, produces shows, and is the anchor in the shows. One particular who does all of those things. So just before you answer too quickly.
That's a very tough question. There's a lot of students who really contribute on the show, do a lot of behind the scenes work. If I had to give a ranking, probably number one on the list would by far be Elijah Watson.
Okay, we'll take that. We'll take that one handedly. Thank you very much. Final question, what would you rate this interview out of 10?
Probably 3.
3?
Because I'm terrible at this.
Okay, all right. Thank you for joining us. This has been Elijah Watson reporting for the Current OC.
Well, that'll do it for us on this edition of the Current OC.
Remember to like, follow, subscribe, log on to catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting oc-tv.org. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Thanks for watching.